You guys are kind of facing a dilemma right now when it comes to this backlog of background checks. Describe the dilemma that you guys and even other dealers in the state are facing right now.
Well, initially, the biggest issue is just the delay from paperwork coming back from the state police. Traditionally, you have 7 days. Once a customer comes in, purchases a firearm, we fill out the paperwork, we fax it right away to Maryland State Police. The state police have 7 days to finish the paperwork, get it back to us. On the eighth day, we're allowed to transfer that firearm. What happens right now is we're 40-plus days out before the Maryland State Police are getting the paperwork back to the to us so we can release the firearm.
So what kind of situation did that put you in? Because I guess the law reads 7 days. On the eighth day, you release it. What exactly do you do now with this 45-day period? Are you released? Would dealers release guns on that eighth day, or would they wait?
For the most part, all the ones that I've talked to, none of them are releasing after the eighth day until they get the paperwork back from Maryland State Police. And it's due to a number of reasons. One, they're worried that if they do the straight NICS check from the federal government, from the FBI, and that allows us to release the gun, and something does come back negative, what does that put back on the dealer? Not only does it damage the dealer, but if we do allow a gun out that shouldn't go to someone that has it, what problems will happen from there? If it's used in a crime, what kind of negative impact will that have not only on us, but the community, the firearm community, and of course Maryland State Police, because it's going to be their responsibility to come back and get that firearm.
Now, that's on your own end, your own being diligent about it. Do you hear anything from the police? Do they approach you and say, you know, we'd like you to you sit on these until we're able to finish the process?
Absolutely. They strongly encourage that we do not transfer a regulated firearm until after we receive the paperwork back from Maryland State Police. Even though the law allows us to do it after 8 days with a NICS check, they encourage us not to do it. And let's face it, our license is held by the state police. Are we going to not listen to them and question their authority with that? Of course not. It's in everyone's best interest that we comply to what the state's requesting.
And when you say encourage, do you feel any sort of pressure from that, or is it just the way that you do business?
I wouldn't exactly say pressure. It just, you know, you want a strong working relationship with both the Maryland State Police, who holds your license when you're a firearms dealer, and also you have a public safety requirement too. And if you believe in that public safety requirement, of course you're going to comply. There are some exceptions that we agree with. One, if the person has purchased a firearm within the last 30 days or so and received paperwork back from Maryland State Police, on the 10th day we'll run it. There's also people that are current active law enforcement or military. You know, it's kind of hard for us to say, oh, you can't have this firearm after 8, 9, 10 days when you walk into the store carrying a firearm. So those people, and if we have a strong working relationship with that person too, we know them, we tend to release them, or we'll release them earlier. I think that's only happened, 5, 6 times now. So it's rare that even comes up. But as you see, the impact is we have a large amount of guns that are stored here that we're just waiting 30, 40, actually I think we're about 45, 48 days out for paperwork right now. And that's a pretty big impact on a small store when you have much more firearms in storage than you do for sale.
And when those firearms aren't paid for until they walk out the door, correct?
For the most part, they are not. Mostly, we get deposits, and then the balance is paid for when the person comes to pick up the gun.
So that's an issue for dealers all across the state. You're trying to run a business, but those days add up when you can't move your product.
Yes, especially when we're on net 30 terms with our vendors, and we don't get payment for 45, 50 days.